This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
And he watches every move I make. Well, Job thinks he's being attacked without cause. But this, we're going to find out here, this is not true. We're going to find out that, yes, God does watch over everything you do. And if you sin, he not only will put you in stocks and he will watch over every move you make, but let's see what else he will do. Does he warn us before he does these things? Elihu says to Job's reply, he says, in this you are not right. When you say, I have not sinned and I am perfect and God is picking a quarrel with me, even though I didn't do anything right, Elihu says, you're not right. And I will show you why. As you yourself has said, you say, God is greater than any person. Now then, as you yourself have said, God is greater than any person. Now, I don't know a single person today that if they have any concept of who God is, as they look at the creation, the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, and it just happens to be right now at the time I'm making this show, it's extremely cold outside. Now then, when you see this, it may be warm or whatever, but at this particular time, it's extremely cold outside, and snow and ice everywhere. I think of the power it takes, being a refrigeration engineer, I think of the power it takes to produce enough cold air to bring all this area down into the 20s. I mean, make it a freezer. I think of the tons and tons and tons of refrigeration it takes just to put inside of a well-insulated box to bring it down to 0 to 10 degrees. And yet, I look outside, and with no limits on the height and on the distance for miles and miles, for hundreds of miles across the country right now, it's ice and snow. Wow. God and his power, what he can do. Wow. Anybody would be able to answer this question just like Job did. Job says, God is greater than any person. I'm telling you, he is greater than any person. This is absolutely a true statement. So then Elihu says, why are you bringing a charge against God? You say, as you look here, he does not respond to people's complaints. Now, a lot of people would say that. They'd say, you know, I have prayed, I've asked God, and I've complained, and he does not respond to my complaints. But let's see what the Word of God says about this. But God, and this is God, this is Elihu speaking, but in what he's saying, he's telling us what God does. Now, out of these, all these men that came and sat down, Job's friends, and then little Elihu, Elihu was the youngest of the bunch, but Elihu was the only one God didn't say anything to that he'd done anything wrong. So obviously, everything he said was right, because he didn't catch any flack from God. Now, Job's other three friends caught lots of flack from God. He didn't like what they were doing. In fact, Job had to pray for them or God was going to do something serious to them. But Elihu, he didn't say anything to. But anyway, when he says, you, Job, say that God does not respond to people's complaints. But it says here, but God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. Now, what is this deal? God is trying to warn us. Does God warn us? Yes, God warns us. It says here, he speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. Now, when I think about God speaking, I think about the times in my life that God has spoken to me. And these are, once he spoke to me in an audible voice, you can't miss that. When you hear that authoritative, bold voice speaking to you, you will not be able to miss that. Now, sometimes we will disobey it after we get to thinking about it, but God speaks again and again. In fact, I'm going to tell you of a few experiences that I've had and that other people I know have had when they didn't understand how to discern the voice of God. When God's talking to you, God warns us over and over and over, many, many times. Just like today, as Ricky had come to the hotel and picked us up this morning to bring us out here to make these shows, I was telling him an experience I had with God in Dallas years ago. I said, one day I pulled up to an intersection, and as I pulled up there, there was a hill coming down, and I pulled right up to the intersection, and I was going to pull through the intersection, turn left, and go up the hill. So I pulled up to the intersection, and when I did, there was a car coming over the hill. And so all of a sudden, I hear this little voice, so gentle, kind of like a thought. It says, back up. I thought, back up. I looked behind me in the mirror, and there's no one behind me. I thought, Lord, I don't know what this is all about, but I hear that voice clear, and I know that's got to be you. So I put my pickup up in reverse. I backed up ever so gentle, and as I backed up about 20 or 30 feet, I'm backing, because it's really slick and icy. I'm backing up ever so slowly, and all of a sudden, the gentleman coming over the hill decides to turn right, right on the street I'm on. And when he started to turn right, his car turned just enough, and it as far as he and he just, although he turned the wheels were sliding sideways, he went right across where I was sitting. And if I hadn't have heard that voice and backed up, he would have hit me right in the side. I mean, right in the door where I was. But since I had been obedient to that voice to back up, he went right in front of me, hit the curb, jumped over the curb, and stopped up on top of the curb. And I thought, Lord, am I so glad I listened to your voice. Now then, a lot of times God speaks to us like that, and we think, oh, that's just a fleeting thought. No, it's not. It's the Spirit of God speaking to you. Now, Job is, we're being told here by Elihu in the book of Job, chapter 33, that God speaks to us again and again, though we don't recognize it. I'll give you another story about a couple that goes to my church in Dallas. He told me the other day this awesome story. He said he used to work for Mr. Rescue years ago, and he had been called in the middle of the night to bring some gasoline out. A lady had ran out of gas on the freeway. What a shame that people do such silly things, run out of gas. All you got to do is look at a gas gauge. But she did. And she, when she ran out, she was in the left lane. So instead of trying to cross all the traffic, she went ahead and pulled off on the left shoulder there and stopped. Which, you know, anywhere on a freeway on a shoulder is a dangerous place to be. But that's what she, where she had to stop. So she stopped there. Well, in a little while, I'm sure she probably turned on her flashers or something like that. And in a little while, another person, another van, pulled behind her and stopped to see if he could help her. Well, as he stopped there, in a few more minutes, Mr. Rescue got there with the gas. So he stopped his van behind the other guy's van. Now, we have three cars lined up on the left shoulder. He gets out. Now, he brought his wife with him. She was in a passenger seat in their van. He's the driver. He gets out, gets the gas out of the van, goes up, and the gas cap was in the back of the center of the car. So he's standing between their car and the first van putting gas in the car. He hears a voice. Gentle little thought comes to his mind. Just a gentle little thought comes to his mind. Get out from between the two cars. Now, every one of us, if we're Christians, have heard God's warnings over and over again. Sometimes we listen, sometimes we don't. When we don't listen, we almost always suffer the consequences. Or someone will say, that thought that came to my mind, if I had only obeyed that thought, I would have not had this problem. But this night, this gentleman, he had this thought come to him, and it was God speaking to his spirit, the man's spirit, which is spirit's talking to his man. It says, get out from between the two cars. So he said the thought was so strong, he said, I just stopped putting gas in and walked out in the median. He said, I looked and my wife was getting out of the van. She was walking out in the median. Now, what happened to her? Same thing. She was sitting there in the van on the passenger side, and she has a thought, get out of the van and get over in the median. So she got out, and she walked around and walked out there. Now then she began to rationalize. Now see, this is where we really mess up. We ought to just hear this voice and obey this voice. But she didn't. He did. He got out from between the two cars and walked out there and never questioned God. She got out of the vehicle, walked out into the median, and then she's standing out there thinking, what am I doing out here? I would be much safer in the car. So she walks back and opens the driver's door, doesn't go around to the passenger side because cars are passing too close over there. She opens the driver door and thinks, I'll slide across. She opens the driver door and gets in. And she has this very strong thought come to her mind. If you're going to disobey me, at least don't get back on the passenger side. And she thought, what? And this thought was so strong, she said she just sat there for a second under the wheel thinking about what she had heard. And about that time, a drunk driving 85 miles an hour hit the back of their van. Bam. He had a toolbox sitting in the back. The toolbox catapulted forward, went right over the top of the seat. If she'd have been sitting in the passenger side, would have tore her head off, went right past through the seat, went right on through the windshield, went all the way through the glass of the other van and into the van on the other in front of them. It broke her neck. It was such a tremendous whiplash there, it broke her neck. That's what happened. Now, she didn't have to have any damage if she had only obeyed the voice. Just like Job 33 says, God speaks to us again and again. But he obeyed, but she didn't. But whenever she didn't obey, of course, they had to come with an ambulance or whatever they did, care flighted her or whatever they did. Anyway, they took her to a hospital. They done the x-rays. Her neck is broken. She's in excruciating pain. Now then, God is so merciful and so gracious that when we ask him to forgive us, even for disobeying his voice, he does. This couple called in some people, friends, Christians, and they begin to pray and plead with God to be merciful and heal his wife. And the next morning, when this woman woke up, she had no pain. They took her and x-rayed her again, and her neck was not broken. It was perfect. Now, this couple goes to my church. They told me this story themselves. If you will listen to these warnings as God speaks to you, you will be amazed how few complications and problems you will have in life if you'll only learn to listen to the warnings of God.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.